I'm Crystal Lyons, and my youngest son, Colt Ringler, had shot his first buck. A nice 8-pointer got him with one shot through the heart at around 225 yards. He was so excited, and so were we. Our friend who took him hunting got it all on video. It's a dadgum cute. After the shot was made, and they're all still whispering, you know, like they do on those hunting shows you men watch on TV, he brings the video camera slowly back to Colt, and there was Colt with his special earplug stuck in his ears, grinning like a traveling rat. He shoots with empty 223 casings stuck in each ear. It looks like something out of Frankenstein. Colt swears it works great. Well, while our friend is trying to control his laughter and still narrate this fine piece of video work, he says that they've found that the empty gun casings kind of work as a buck fever absorber, enabling the hunter to make steadier shots. We may need to patent that idea. I'm figuring out that we've all got areas in our life where we wear self-styled earplugs. I got them, and you probably do too. Though mine will be different than yours, the purpose is still the same. I wear them so I don't hear things that make me uncomfortable, like I won't listen to my own music CDs. I avoid having to listen to myself at all cost. You may think that's being humble, but trust me, it's not. If anything, it's just the opposite. I don't like to listen because I will then have to face my own imperfections and inabilities. It's easier to deceive myself this way. If I can just avoid listening, then I don't have to face some things that need to be changed and improved. But when it's time to go back into the studio to record a new project, it's especially tough because you got to face who you are. Those microphones don't lie. I hate that. As long as I can avoid it, I can convince myself I can sing as good as any of my favorite singers. But when I actually face the truth, I'm only me, for whatever that's worth. But is that so bad? I mean, the sooner I can stop comparing myself to something that I can never be, the sooner I can face the truth of who I am. When I feel like I can face the truth, I have courage to remove the earplugs. Once I remove the earplugs, I can start working on things that need to be improved. Well, what do your earplugs look like? What is it you don't want to face? A bad marriage relationship? A life that didn't turn out the way you planned? Still comparing yourself to something you were never meant to be? If we can just begin to realize the value of our lives, other people, and what we have in life, we can start taking out the earplugs and begin to listen. I mean, really listen. We might hear some things we don't like hearing and don't want to face. But only in the hearing can we fix what could never be fixed while we go through life with our earplugs all stuck in our ears like we do. Life is too short to protect ourselves from the truth. Well, I've told you a little about one of set of my earplugs. I figure I probably have some other sets fitted for other areas, but hey, let's just work on one area at a time. How about you? What do your earplugs look like? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is another Cowgirl Logic.